I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Space is at a premium in many big cities. New York, for example, has 1.8 million one- and two-person households, but only 1 million studios and one-bedroom apartments. So some cities are trying to encourage smaller living spaces. San Francisco's Smart Space micro-apartments are about 220 square feet. Vancouver's micro-lofts measure around 225 square feet. And New York City will soon have its own micro-unit building, too. Last week, Mayor Bloomberg announced the winner of a contest to create an apartment building with units ranging from 250 to 370 square feet. To give you a sense of how small that is, a two-car garage is about 400 square feet. The winning project is called My Micro New York, and with us is Eric Bungay, co-principal architect with N Architects, which designed the building. Eric, these mini units are described as having two general areas, one called the toolbox and the other called the canvas. What does that mean exactly, and what do these apartments look like inside?
We understand that people need both amenities and some freedom of expression. So we thought it would be best not to over-design the units. So each unit, as you described, has what we call the toolbox, which is where you have your kitchen, bathroom, storage, and 16 feet of overhead storage, but also the canvas, which is a very tall space, 9-foot-10 ceilings, with nothing in it, and it's really up to you to, you know, to define it.
You mentioned 9-foot ceilings, and we had mentioned the Smart Space apartments in San Francisco. When they were being designed, the architects hired a grad student to live in a model unit, and that student felt that high ceilings were necessary. What are the benefit of those?
Well, first of all, the 9-foot-10 ceilings, which is quite different, maybe almost 10 feet, a sense of space, but also the ability to occupy that space, and, you know, certainly allows us to provide overhead storage. But I think, you know, volume is underrated. I think we, you know, focus too much on area. I think a sense of space is quite important to feeling that you're in a larger, you know, volume, essentially.
Your building will also have community space and group amenities, things like a bike room and an attic garden. What else is on that communal list?
Underpinning the need for this communal list is this idea that people living in small spaces need to live in expanded senses of community. So there's a little den on every floor, but there's also a very important creative space, as we call it, on the ground floor, primarily for use by the residents, but also, you know, with activities and, you know, outside entities performing and so on in that space. There's also a salon on the 8th floor leading onto an outdoor terrace. And then finally, on the very top roof, there's some kind of garden, community garden, or, you know, plots that, you know, residents can grow things in.
There is a Lego-like aspect to these units and actually to the whole building. Tell us about that.
The cellar and ground floor will be built with traditional construction. However, you know, above that, up to the very 10th floor, the rest will be built with modules. And in fact, the erection time might just be about 2 weeks.
Meaning the amount of time it takes to put these prefab units in place, they could all be connected or sort of stacked on top of each other in 2 weeks?
That's right. It doesn't mean the construction time is that fast. Construction time is still about a year, but there's going to be a very spectacular moment in Manhattan when suddenly these modules go up in a couple of weeks. And as you say, Sasha, they're kind of like Lego in the sense that there's no overarching host or you know, exoskeleton or structure that these plug into. These stack on top of each other and, you know, have everything built in, structure, utilities, finishes, absolutely everything, ready to go.
Eric, these micro units are recommended for one- or two-person living. Now, I believe that you and your partner at N Architects, Mimi Huang, are married. Do you think the two of you could live comfortably in such a small space?
Well, we know that problem a little bit. When we first moved from Boston, in fact, to New York, we lived in 350 square feet for about 4 years. Some of our units are slightly larger than that, so we know this problem well. We managed to do that mainly because it was New York. I think, you know, to your listeners who maybe haven't lived in New York, one of the things people come here for is precisely the, you know, life outside of the apartment. So, but it definitely doesn't, you know, lend itself to all kinds of, you know, aspirations. I think younger people, perhaps elderly people, you know, I think we'll see a kind of very interesting spread of people who might be interested in this.
Eric Bungay is a principal with N Architects, which designed the My Micro New York apartment building. That design plan and four other notable proposals are on display at the Museum of the City of New York as part of an exhibit called Making Room, New Models for Housing New Yorkers. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
To see what these small apartments look like, go to hereandnow.org. And while you're there, leave a comment telling us whether you can imagine living in a space that small. What would you get rid of? What would you put in storage? Would it be confining? Or maybe it would be liberating? That's hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.